This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. If I pose the question, more likely to get a big raise in lieu of retiring or taking a media job, and I gave you Aaron Donald or Sean McVay, who would you pick? Because it feels like maybe both are leveraging a bigger contract here. Welcome to the program. Coming up, we'll talk to Eric Weddle, the defensive back for the Rams. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock, our streaming partner, and, of course, iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio lineup. I mentioned that a source told me this morning that there's real interest on both sides of the mothership and Sean McVay for him to be an analyst. I don't know if it's in the booth. I don't know if it's in studio. And I don't know if it would actually happen. But Sean is 36 years of age. He didn't rule out maybe stepping away. He's getting married. Aaron Donald, he did not rule out retiring after he told that to Rodney Harrison. I think Rodney's joining us on the show tomorrow. Is that right?
Rodney will be Thursday, yes.
Thursday. So we'll talk to Rodney on Thursday about that. But, you know, it was sort of an offhanded, oh, Aaron Donald said that if they win, he might retire. And then all of a sudden, it was sort of looming there as you're watching the game. Sean McVay, he was asked, are you going to coach, you know, forever? And he said no. And I think people started to massage that however they wanted to. But I don't think Sean is ruled out maybe looking at being a broadcaster. But I'm just going by what my source told me. He said a couple of people who are friends with Sean, close to him, say don't rule that out. Might be a leverage play, but that there is interest on both sides. Look, this is great timing. Anybody who's ever negotiated a contract, all you're looking for is somebody else to be interested in you. There were times when I had networks who were interested in me, and I wanted to use that as leverage to stay at ESPN. People do this all the time. And could I see Sean McVay coming back to the Rams? Absolutely. It'd be hard to walk away from that. But if you do walk away, you can always come back. Coaches go into the broadcast booth or an analyst. That happened at ESPN when I was there numerous times. And you want to have a pit stop, breather. You want to come back after a couple of years. Maybe you find that you like it. Maybe you like that routine. And maybe that's something that Sean McVay is actually seriously exploring. That's our poll question for the final hour, I believe. Is that what we're going with, Paulie?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. By the way, Sean McVay is 35 years younger than Pete Carroll, by the way. Yeah. 35 years younger.
Well, Pete's a lifer, though. Pete's going to coach. I don't see Pete doing media. But Sean, you know, he loves the limelight. He loves the camera. He's got charisma. But L.A. is a great place to be. I mean, he could still live there and do media. But from what I'm told, there's interest on both sides with ESPN. Yes, Seton?
Yeah, I mean, he's only been a head coach for a couple of years. Or, I mean, a handful. Yeah. What's it been, five years, something like that?
I think so. Yeah. We'll get some phone calls in here. By the way, you know, Tom Brady announced his retirement. That was a couple of weeks ago. And everybody assumed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could be in trouble because it's going to be hard to replace him. But they still have a good roster. I don't know if they re-sign Chris Godwin, Leonard Fournette. Still have a young defense. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson will be in play for them. Bucks don't have a lot of cap space here, but they have some draft picks, so a trade could be done, but Tampa could once again be a force to be reckoned with in the NFC. And Tampa's not ruling out Tom Brady, you know, totally retiring. And I don't think Tom Brady is totally ruling it out, but I think right now it's just, I am retired. I'm happy. And I get that. I mean, if that's the case, then I understand that and happy for him. But it's going to be really tough later on this summer because, you know, as athletes, you're creatures of habit. You get into that rhythm. This is what I do. This is when I do it. And I think that was his last podcast with Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald. And people, I think, you know, when Tom said to Jim Gray, you know what, let me play it. This is a portion from the podcast on Monday night where people read into this answer with Jim Gray and Tom Brady.
How are you going to go about your life? And if somebody sees you out working out because you're staying in shape, that's going to lead to all kinds of rumors. So what will you be doing next with yourself? And will you stay in shape? Or are you going to start running over to eat a few key lime pies?
You know I love those key lime pies, too. That's my dessert of choice. So there'll definitely be a few more of those. And I'm super content and happy with how I feel and my decision. And, you know, as I said, all you can do is take it day by day. Nothing's promised for us. I'm going to do things that I really enjoy and spend time with people that I really enjoy spending time with.
Okay. I think the, hey, I'll talk to you in September. And then people thought, well, wait a minute. What's going to happen in between? Talk to you in September. Are you going to be playing when we do this podcast in September? I think once you get to, he's going to take a couple of vacations. Then all of a sudden you're going to go, now what do I do? I'm used to working out with my teammates, you know, the OTAs. I'm looking forward to all that stuff. But that pull, that centrifugal force that you have where you go, oh my God, I can't get away from this. You get through the first year, like Larry Fitzgerald. I think a lot of people thought that he would come back when DeAndre Hopkins got hurt, that he would come back. No, he was good. But getting through that first year, that's the hard part. It's like Eric Weddle, who's going to join us coming up. He was on his couch. Reason why he was on his couch is nobody called. And then all of a sudden the Rams go, hey, can you play? Sure. When can you get in shape? Be there tomorrow. Next thing you know, he's in the Super Bowl. He'll join us coming up in about 15 minutes. Matthew in California joins us now. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hey, morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, bud.
Hey, can you ask Eric why he felt it was necessary to take shots at Tom Telesco and the Chargers in the endgame presser?
I guess I can bring it up. Maybe he wanted to say, see, I told you that I was going to amount to something or I wasn't done. I don't know. I know there was bad blood when Eric left the Chargers and Tom Telesco was the GM, but, you know, Take a shot. Just let people know. Don't give up on me. Yeah. You know, it, once again, you don't know what motivates these athletes, what drives these athletes. And that could be part of it. He wanted to prove the Chargers wrong. Even when he went to the Ravens. I don't know. Luke Fickell is staying at Cincinnati. That's a big deal. Because I thought that he could get a job. He was going to get, if Ohio State opened up, if Michigan had opened up, if Notre Dame, when it opened up, you know, Luke Fickell wasn't interested in interviewing because they were playing in the Final Four. But he was a hot commodity a couple of months ago, but Luke Fickell staying at Cincinnati. Here's a headline. Now, you want to get clicks. This is what I would use if I was trying to get clicks. LeBron interested in a three-way. See? Got Todd's attention.
Wow, that's mega clicks. You could break your finger.
He wants a three-way parade there.
Is that an In-N-Out order?
In-N-Out burger. he would like to combine it. Maybe you have the Lakers and the Rams and the Dodgers, and you have one big parade there. Yeah, a three-for-one. Yes, Todd.
And who would be leading the parade? The childhood buddies of?
Matthew Stafford.
And Clayton Kershaw. How great would that be? They got the lead car, and let's get it going.
Okay. And then LeBron is with them?
Yeah, he could be in a separate car. I think the two of them could be in one because of their, they were on the same team as kids.
So Los Angeles, now the city of champions, have a parade. I think the timing with the Lakers not being very good, that's where it's like, got to include the Lakers here. Yeah, Paulie.
That's a tough one, though. Like, let's say this actually happened. The logistics of trying to get that many egos on the, in one place. And who goes first? Who speaks first? Is it, because a lot of people think it's a Lakers town, but it's a Dodgers town. Do the Rams are most recent? Do they go last? Mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be a lot of jockeying for position.
Yeah, it is interesting, though. But if you're the city and you say, let's just do it one big one. The cost of doing one parade with security, having people have that one day, that one special day, City of Champions, sure, why not? I'm up for it. I'm always up for a good parade. Have you guys ever been to a championship parade? Yeah, Paulie?
Chicago Bears, shockingly.
Oh!
Yeah, very, very cold. Skip school. Yeah. Saw actual teachers there from my school.
Yeah, Seton.
When my Little League team won the town championship, we had a parade that day.
Wait, what constitutes a parade?
Well, we marched around a bunch and then went and got pizza. And it was about as big as it got. Okay. We went to Speezy's. It was a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I remember when the Mets had their parade, when the Rangers had their... I've been involved in a few of those parades, but I had to cover them. It's not as much fun to cover a parade because you're trying to get sound bites with guys who are going by in the car, and they're all hammered, and you're kind of taking your life into your own hands. So much confetti, though. I get just... pours out of these buildings. It's cool, that New York does this. They're what, Canyon of Champions there? But parade, not fun to cover. All right, some phone calls here. Let's see. Elliot in California. Hi, Elliot. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Just two quick questions. One, watching the game, the post-game interviews, I just felt like we were rushed off. It's kind of the last game of the season. You hope to kind of get commentaries from both sides, the losing coach, and it just felt like they rushed us off to kind of get to the Olympics. Yep. Love to get your thoughts on that. And secondly, in Tampa, there's so many good quarterbacks that are kind of coming up. It would be ironic that Jimmy G gets to Tampa as, Lynch, former general manager, played there. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know where Jimmy G – if I'm the Niners, I keep Jimmy G. I do, because I don't think Trey Lance, from what I'm told, Trey Lance is he's just not ready for the moment yet. And he hasn't played that much football. I would keep Jimmy G for another year. I don't know if Jimmy G is going to want that, but if I'm, and that's a really good roster, and maybe gets another chance to prove himself. And I thought Pittsburgh could be a place that he could end up, but I don't have any information on that. I would just be speculating on that. Wes in Indiana. Hi, Wes. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How are we doing this morning?
Good, bud.
So on the topic of Sean McVay, I actually met with a family member of his this morning. Let's say like an aunt or uncle or cousin to not give my source away. But I went up to him or her and said, hey, is Sean retiring? And they looked at me and smiled and said, "What have you heard?" And I said, "Well, there's reports coming out all over the news that he might be retiring." Individual just smiled and said, "I've known for months that this is coming." So I'm willing to put a shower of shame or pie the face down that he is retiring based off my source.
Celebrity journalist Flo Anthony, who claims to have spoken to a source with knowledge from someone close to Woods, says Tiger is struggling.
Okay, Wes, source close to a source, and maybe he's got some, okay, who wants a piece of this Wes bet? Anybody up for a pie, Paulie?
The bet is he is saying that Sean McVay is going to retire this offseason.
Yes.
I'll take it.
All right.
Yeah, I'll take that too.
Oh, Seton's going pie to the face.
Let's go.
All right.
Retire?
Okay. Now, when you say retire as a head coach, not retire and then, you know, go live someplace.
The Los Angeles Rams
okay.
head coach.
Okay, so we got two pies to the face here with Sean McVay. Does he retire? All right, Wes, we'll keep an eye on this. We'll keep an eye on that. Let's see. Blake in New Orleans. Hey, Blake.
Hey, since Ryan set the bar so low this morning, I wanted to call in with an obvious DP show Valentine name.
Okay.
Jimmy Lipper.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Blake. Thank you, Blake. You guys feel good about your Sean McVay bet?
I sometimes think our callers dump bets just to get some airtime. I don't think he talked to anybody.
I'm fine with that content.
I would be shocked if he retired.
And took the broadcasting job?
I would be shocked.
Oh, man, nothing shocks me in this business. Nothing.
I would be
shocked.
Nothing
shocks me. Yes, Paul.
This is the only thing I could see. If somehow ESPN decided to blow up their Monday Night Football booth and Sean McVay is part of that master plan and they've kept it quiet, that's the only thing I could see because that's a monster stage, and that's what Gruden did.
What if Al Michaels went to ESPN and Sean McVay is in the booth with him?
That actually makes more sense if you came up with something like gigantic like that.
What if Al's got a couple of opportunities here. He could go to Amazon. Troy Aikman could go there. He could go to the mothership. He could also go to Fox and do some of those big games when Joe Buck is doing baseball. But, I don't know how much Al wants to work. He wants to work every weekend, but he's still at the top of his game. That was obvious when listening to him in the Super Bowl. Drew in New Mexico, then we'll take a break. Hey, Drew, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Drew.
I just really wanted to, man, Michelle Tafoya has been one of those sideline reporters that you just enjoy watching. Most of the time it's just a sideline reporter talking to a coach. But when Al Michaels said that this was her last game, I looked at my girlfriend and went, oh, man. And yeah. I'd also like to I want to bring up Logan Wilson, that linebacker from the Bengals. He went to NCHS High School in Casper, Wyoming, went to the University of Wyoming, and now is their play caller on their defense. And I talked to my dad on Sunday afternoon, who lives in Wyoming, and he said, oh, no, we're going for the Bengals. This is the first time that an entire state has been rooting for the Bengals based on a linebacker.
Right. Well, thank you, Drew. He had a really good game, and I wouldn't have thrown that flag on the interference with Cooper Kupp. Would not have thrown that flag. Eric Weddle, the Rams safety, will join us coming up next. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, as we've talked about, and over 220,000 of you entered that contest. We did give it away to, is it Chandra? Was that her name?
Chandra?
Is that what it is?
Sandra. I think, yeah.
Yeah, from Lansing, Illinois. Mm-hmm. She ended up winning the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that Seton and the French Kid took cross-country. It is expertly engineered. Really, it can be a blank canvas. You can customize it for whatever you want. The Mercedes-Benz way, and we're talking about Mercedes-Benz. So you know you're getting safety features. You got the crosswind assist, blind spot assist, active brake assist. They've thought of everything. Amazing performance and reliability. We've come to expect that. MBUX voice command system, 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine, if you like. It runs like a dream. So you want to take a test drive. You want to see the country. You can. Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership. Take a test drive. Tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew, Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Rams fans got championship T-shirts on the website. Go to danpatrick.com. We hope to hear from Eric Weddle, the Rams defensive back. He will join us hopefully coming up here in a moment. A couple of phone calls. Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. Dan, I apologize. I couldn't get in yesterday, but I think everybody missed it on the best of the weekend. I believe it was Sam Ryder's hole-in-one in the Phoenix Open on the 16th, and the chaos that ensued after that was just awesome. And then the worst just would have been the MLB Network because of their cover. So now they're doing the Olympics and the Super Bowl. And I don't know if that's going to hurt you or help you with the Emmy. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Jason. I just like getting nominated for the Sports Emmy. We've done it the last 4 years. We're the Buffalo Bills of sports Emmys. I just want to get nominated for a fifth in a row. That's it. If we don't win, it's okay.
Not really.
If we would win in the year where we don't have McLovin, that would be awesome.
So you don't want this. You don't want to win this year. Let's get nominated this year.
Yeah.
Win the year after.
Yes, yes. And then we get up there and then we thank everybody except for McLovin. Yes, Paul.
Some people have said if we won the sports Emmy, we would likely not be as lovable as we once were.
Mm.
I'm already not lovable. Yes. I'll take the trophy. People already don't like me.
Maybe I would retire. I would, pull an Aaron Donald there. No, I've already been retired before.
It'd be funny if the rumors were like Dan might retire to go into ESPN into the booth.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I remember somebody thought that I was going to go back and do SportsCenter when I was leaving NBC Sports, and I went, "Why would I want to go back and do 200 SportsCenters?"
Why?
I mean, I've been there, done that. That doesn't sound like fun. Hey, do your radio show and then go up to the mothership. And then do the 6 o'clock Sports Center, and I think they were trying to get Keith Oberman and me back together again. And I said, no, I'm good, and I'm sure Keith is as well. Ron in California, hi Ron, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey Dan, with all this McVay discussion and talks, and just putting two and two together from social media on another. Another one of your radio personalities, a major radio personality, about surprises coming to USC soon, potentially. In addition, Lincoln Riley on Twitter had a picture of 50-yard line lower suite seats for the Super Bowl. Didn't know if that had any legs or not, but he seemed like he'd be an ideal candidate for the Rams job.
Wait, the Rams job's not open. You're saying that when Sean McVay goes into the broadcast booth, then Lincoln Riley, who hasn't coached yet with the USC, would then take the Rams job?
Oh, yeah, it's happened before at SC anyway, with Graham Harrell.
Well, Graham Harrell's a little different. You know, Cliff Kingsbury going in for one day for offensive coordinator, then getting the Arizona job. This would be a little bit different. If Lincoln Riley would then take over. Look, I'm only fueling this from the standpoint of I have a source who has, I would read it to you. I don't have my phone with you, with me. I'm guessing he's just feeling this out. You just won. Maybe he's just inquiring. Hey, I'm curious. And if he's got an agent who is going to try to get the most and leverage this, then he's going to reach out. Why not? He's already making good money. You just won a Super Bowl. You've been to two Super Bowls. You're 35 years of age. Am I getting to $10 million a year or more than that? Why is Tony Romo making more money broadcasting a game than I am coaching a game? Shouldn't I be making more? Should I make 15? I don't know. I don't know Sean McVay. But I do think, given my source, that they're in discussions at least, or there's mutual interest from what I've been told. That's all. I don't know if there's anything else attached to it. Would I be surprised? Yes. Shocked? No. Sarah in Colorado. Hey, Sarah, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. 5'8", 155. And I also have my 9-month-old Lane here, so she's 27 inches, 17 pounds. We're just calling because... Oh, thank you. We're just calling because we absolutely love your show. My whole family listens every day, and we stream you on Peacock every morning while we're eating and playing. And my 9-month-old Lane, she absolutely loves the theme song. So here in Colorado, no matter what we're doing, at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, we stop everything so we can get up and dance around to the theme song. And her favorite part is when Penny comes on. So she doesn't miss McLovin. She loves Penny.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah. That's very sweet. You're a good mother, letting your daughter listen to the theme song. People love that theme song. It's like a Full House. It's an 80s theme song where it's just bopping and, it's catchy. And I remember Mario goes, maybe we should change that. I go, no, we're not changing that. Are you kidding? That's That's here to stay. We had to change some of the pictures in there because McLovin was in there. So we took out that. And I just said, just put in the dog. You know, people love seeing a dog. Remove McLovin, put in a dog. Update the poll results there, Seton, for the final hour of this program.
Who is more likely to leave for a job in the sports media, Dan? Sean McVay got 2/3 of the vote. Aaron Donald's not as much.
Well, he's just retiring. So if they both retired, one's going into the broadcast booth. Aaron Donald wouldn't be going into the broadcast booth. At least I don't think he would be. You know, in a normal year, pitchers and catchers would be reporting to spring training. Obviously not the case. And the lockout is still in full swing. It's not going to end anytime soon. Major League Baseball players are unimpressed with the latest proposal. And is this a cause for concern? You know, spring training is set to kick off in, you know, a couple of weeks with games. And it's one of my favorite times of the year because you just get to go and relax. The players are relaxed as well. You're watching in great weather. Arizona is a wonderful place to go. You can camp in Scottsdale, and then you can just travel around and see, you know, five or six different teams. But, you know, once again, baseball tends to shoot itself in the foot. And you got the powerful, you know, NFL coming off its best season, postseason ever. And then you're going to go into combine. You're going to have all the drama here, free agency, the draft, all of that. And then it's like we come up for air in around June. It's like the NFL says, hey, we should give baseball at least a month here. And that's what they give them. And now you have the Super Bowl in mid-February. Here we are, you know, dipping into another month. It used to be January, the end of January. Now mid-February, and then you have the fallout here. All the you know, different possibilities, coaches, players, free agents, trades. Kyler Murray now involved in this. Aaron Rodgers' future, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. There's a lot going on. And then you're going to have the combine. Then you're going to have the draft. And then, you know, it feels like in June, baseball gets a month. Maybe from June to July, and that's it, or a little bit of July. And then here comes the NFL again. And the NFL only getting bigger. And, you know, now we're going to have games in Germany. Now we're going to have, you know, more games probably in Mexico. You got USFL taking a shot here, spring football. Everybody looks at the bottom line, and that is you can make money, gambling. Fantasy, all of those things. And now to make it even easier for you to gamble, gamble on plays, you know, gamble on your teams, prop bets, all of these different things. You know, that's what football has. The other sports don't have that. You'll find that in soccer, in the premiership. You know, the Premier League has that. But, you know, they've been capitalizing on that for a while. And that's the blueprint for the NFL. Yeah, Paul.
And all the new stadiums or current stadiums are adding sports books attached to the stadium. So you don't need a game ticket to go to like a game. You could just go and hang and eat and drink in the sports book and bet there in a safe environment. That's the new thing.
Yeah, I remember bringing that up a couple of years ago that you could be able to go to the stadium and then go in there. They'd have a special area for you to gamble. And it would be whatever, a VIP club. You would have to have certain, you know, whether it's credit cards or money that you're able to spend, you'd have accounts there, and then you'd be able to bet. You'd be able to watch the game in there if you wanted to. High rollers kind of thing. I mean, if you imagine it, it can probably happen, or they thought about it. Joe in Ohio. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Hey, Dan, how you doing today? Love the show.
Thank you,
Joe. Big fan. Listen, just sitting around with a couple of my buddies after the Super Bowl, big football fans, and we're debating the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, are they for real, or did they kind of just get lucky through the playoffs and just maybe catch the season at the right time? Or are they a dynasty? Are they something to contend with down the road?
All right, Joe, thank you. I don't think they're a dynasty. Just ask the Kansas City Chiefs. They were supposed to be a dynasty. They got one Super Bowl that they won. Getting back there where Kansas City is going to be good again, Buffalo is going to be good again, and you can make the argument, well, wait, Bengals beat Kansas City twice, including at their place in the playoffs. Absolutely. Tennessee should still be good. You have a couple of your really good teams, and they're in the AFC. I don't know if Cincinnati will be the best team in the AFC North next year. just because I think the Ravens will be back and I think the Browns will be back. I don't know what's going to happen in Pittsburgh, so I can't say that with any confidence. But trying to do it again, and it was magical. They won a lot of games because they won it at the buzzer. They had a great field goal kicker. And you can't live like that. Not in the NFL on a consistent basis. But they do. They did. And it was a magical run. Do I think they can continue to do this? You got to show me the offensive line, first of all. If you say you got two or three quality offensive linemen, because this goes back to, I've seen this before with franchise quarterbacks. They're great. Andrew Luck would still be playing if Jim Irsay had listened to me when I said, if you don't get offensive linemen, he's going to be out of the league. And Joe Burrow's already had a major knee injury. And we thought he might have had a knee injury in the Super Bowl. I just can't allow my franchise quarterback to be sacked more times than anybody has ever been sacked in a season. Can't have it. Obviously, you're going to improve the offensive line. They could use an edge rusher, another pass rusher, maybe another defensive back. I mean, they're not far off in continuing this, but it's really tricky. I love the wide receivers. Mixon played really, really well. But, I mean, they're one play away from winning that thing. And we wouldn't be talking about Matthew Stafford being a Hall of Famer. If you look at the final play, Aaron Donald has a hold of Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is trying to throw the ball to Pirine, and he missed him by a couple of feet. But if you look, if he had time, Ja'Marr Chase is wide open down the field, down the sidelines, for the game-winning touchdown. Jalen Ramsey fell down. If Joe Burrow has two more seconds, the Bengals are going to win the Super Bowl. What would the topic be today if Joe Burrow throws for a touchdown in the final seconds to Ja'Marr Chase beating Jalen Ramsey? Right? We wouldn't be talking about Matthew Stafford. We would be talking about that Rams defense. Let him down. Great play, great game by Aaron Donald, but Jalen Ramsey let him down. Matthew Stafford, great drive, but Joe Burrow cements his legacy. Yes, he.
The poll question would be, you can start your franchise with one quarterback. Justin Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
That cooled a little bit.
But. Yeah. Yeah. But just imagine that. If you look at the last play, if Joe Burrow has 1.5 seconds more, he all he has to do is just throw it to Ja'Marr Chase. He's wide open. There's nobody there. It changes everything. I mean, Eli Manning, when he got out of the grasp and he throws the ball and David Tyree catches it with his helmet. Okay, if he doesn't, then Eli's got one Super Bowl and he's probably not going into the Hall of Fame. And it's that position, because we don't ask that of any other position in football. Like, nobody said, well, you know, Aaron Donald, he's really good, but no Super Bowl ring. Nobody says that. It's always the quarterback. And that's why Kyler Murray has to understand what the landscape here is. Man, you get so much credit and so much blame, but it goes with the territory. And you got to step up, be a leader. If you really want to be there, then be a leader. Now's your time. Hey, they're pointing fingers at you. Well, boo-hoo, get over it. Let's go. We'll take a break. Back after this. It's been almost 4 years since we announced the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University, and so proud how this has grown. Over 400 active students, over 100 graduates, and graduates who have gone into the field and they have jobs. Chris Burns, Carly Ford, they are already on-air reporters. In fact, I talked to Chris Burns a couple of weeks ago. He got another job, got a promotion. Taylor Schaub, he was at the Super Bowl. He's a sports director at a station in California. Sam Guzman, a producer at a station in Texas. These are all the success stories, or just some of them. And if you or anybody you know is looking to get into this business, give our school a look, because in about half the time you can earn your bachelor's degree, and the degree is in sportscasting. You choose to earn your degree online or Full Sail's great campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Make sure you go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. That's the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Well, we apologize. We thought we were going to have Eric Weddle on and haven't located him. Any updates there, Fritzy, on Eric Weddle?
I have not heard from Eric or his agent. Hasn't responded to my various texts and emails.
Yes, Paulie.
You know, just tell his agent that the next time his client comes out of retirement to win the Super Bowl for the Rams with a great hit on second down, we'll give him a ring.
Wow.
No offense.
I know. That's Paulie's response when we reach out to somebody and then we're like, hey, we'd like to have them on. And then, you know, they're a no-show. Oh, yeah, how about in a couple of weeks? How about the next time you win a championship?
Yeah, the next time you score 100 points in a game, you can call in.
Yeah. Sean White's going to join us coming up on the program tomorrow.
We hope.
Yeah. Is he joining us from China?
No, he's back in
New
York.
Okay, good. All right. Oh, well. It was a good idea to have Eric Weddle.
Weddle may be in China for all we know. I don't know where he's. I'm getting no response.
Yeah. Maybe he's getting pec surgery or something. You know. Yeah, Paul.
He ripped the pec, I think, from the bone.
Yeah.
And he kept on playing.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Henry in Florida. Hey, Henry. Hey, Henry. Bye, Henry. You know, Eric ripping the muscle away from the bone would have been a great story to hear on the show.
It would have.
Yeah.
Or just some type of communication about what's going on. I hope he's okay. I'm trying to get worried.
Dale Jr. will join us on Thursday. Rodney Harrison, NFL insider, will join us. We'll talk to him about the Aaron Donald comment that he had on Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, Paulie.
Celebrity birthday today.
Oh.
Guess who would have been 58 years old today? Would have been 58 years old today. A guy would be hard to picture being 58. Like, what would he be like now? The comedian Chris Farley would have been 58 years old today.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it's weird how some comedians, they idolize John Belushi and they almost wanted to follow in his footsteps. Like, you know what? And Belushi and Farley died at 33. Like, you just, I'm going hard as long as I can. Yes, he'd.
You're right, though, but like, it is tough to imagine Chris Farley, like, where his life would have gone.
Yeah. But even Belushi, like, what would John Belushi be like now?
Mm.
You know, would he morph into a serious role, serious movies? Yeah.
It did. Was John Belushi very public? Like, did the public have access to him? Because he seems like he just sort of, you never really, more like an Andy Kaufman type. Like, you never really knew who he was outside of his characters.
There was no social media, and I think that you had an idea that I think he and Dan Aykroyd had a bar when they did Saturday Night Live, and they would always go to the bar after Saturday Night Live. But I don't think it was a secret John was living pretty hard.
Mm.
But nobody knew he was doing heroin.
Did he do a lot of interviews? Did he was he on the Tonight Show and things like that?
I don't remember him. I just remember him on Saturday Night Live and then in the movies, but it just felt like it was a whole different world back then, that there was still this separation of the audience and these stars, where now it feels like you're able to get in touch with them in a variety of ways if you want to.
Yeah, he'd be hawking teeth whitening things on Instagram and be like, come on, John.
Dale in Virginia joins us. Hi, Dale. What's on your mind?
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yep.
I actually got a few things to ask you guys. One is, I don't know if you guys saw it on Twitter, but Richard Sherman was talking about Matthew Stafford not being a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Do you guys agree with that? Also, I'm trying to think of somebody with a long career in the NFL because I really would love to hear that salary drop theme song that y'all do. And I was wondering if you guys know the actual sample to that song, because I want to find the original, because that thing is pretty jazzy.
All right. Well, thank you, Dale. Yeah, career salary. We just had a listener who sent it in. Had no idea that it was coming in. Glad we got it. But it's well worth having career salary so you can play that every day. Yeah, Paulie.
Is it to the song Valerie by Steve Winwood with a drum beat added?
Yes.
I think it's Valerie by Steve Winwood.
Celery, yep. Celery, sounds just like Steve Winwood. Marvin, are you capable of bringing up Steve Winwood, Valerie? couple of more phone calls here. Rob in L.A. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. First time, long time. Love listening to your show with my boys every morning as I'm dropping them off in school. 6 foot, 185. Hey, I have a, I've got a theory for you, Dan. Weddle is blowing off the show because he's tired of being a part of the Bengals' wake. You guys got to give L.A. just a little bit more respect with his victory and stop talking about how the Bengals blew it. The Rams won it. Now, I get it. You grew up with the Bengals. They were your team. There's a lot of folks here that grew up with the Rams, broke our hearts when ownership moved them. We deserve just a little bit more respect for the victory. So how about a new shirt? Tuff and Donald, the Bungle Beaters. Thanks.
Well, we do have a championship T-shirt there for your Rams, Rob. Enjoy the victory. Enjoy the victory. Congrats. Like, why? I never understood that. You won the Super Bowl. Why do you care what people say? You won the Super Bowl. Were there questionable calls? Yeah, both sides. Absolutely. T. Higgins. I mean, this could have gone either way. And it was an interesting game, strategy-wise, all of those things. But we've talked about Aaron Donald. The reason we've been talking about the Rams because Aaron Donald may retire. We've been talking about Sean McVay may retire and go into the broadcast booth. Matthew Stafford, is he a Hall of Famer? Cooper Kupp had the greatest season a wide receiver's ever had. I wouldn't worry about what people say to acknowledge your championship. Just go scoreboard. And look, I point out the obvious with, you know, I don't have any rooting interest for the Bengals. I said I hope the city of Cincinnati won. If the Bengals didn't win, they didn't win. Okay. And, you know, even with Joe Burrow, we're pointing out what could have happened. It didn't happen, but we pointed out. We mentioned Stafford with that great drive. Cooper Kupp, you know, OBJ, all of those things. Weddle coming out of retirement. You know, but it's not like I go, how do I talk about the Bengals and not the Rams? I mean, that's not how we do it on this show. But if you're hearing what you want to hear, then maybe you're not liking it. Yeah, Pauline.
I have an update on that song. First of all, go Rams. I have an update on that song. A DJ named Eric Prydz, P-R-Y-D-Z, a lot of consonants, did a song called Call on Me in 2006, and it's to that beat. 2004, sorry. Call on Me. He's a DJ. And that's where that song came from.
It goes like this. Call on me! Call on me! Call on me! Call on me!
But
it's just like that.
But Steve Winwood has a song, Valerie.
Valerie! There you go. Valerie!
Yeah, I think there, you know, there's Valerie. Do we have it? Marvin, you got to give me some volume here, bro.
Got to get to the hook.
Yeah. Come on, Steve. Oh, no.
We're the worst.
We're in trouble. With a wind. Here we go. Come on.
There it is.
Here we go. Oh, thank God we got that. Biggest series on HBO Max. You can catch Max Original Peacemaker with John Cena. Thanks for joining us on the program. The great Sean White tomorrow. Thanks for the phone calls. Go Rams. One more item as we close out the show. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation broke ground on its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. And it's the first of its kind. What it is a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. So together, families heal. And it's a special place for families. They know their neighbors. The neighbors understand. They care. A community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow and experience life. And they do that together. The foundation's Do Good Village is helping those families beyond measure. And also, it's really extraordinary donations of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for us. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.